Bermuda or Bahamas or Jamaica, I am telling you, welcome back. Happy 2018. I'm really happy to be back. I'm Crystal Frost, of course, in for your Wednesday, January 3rd. I don't know what day of the week it is. Please don't ask.
Just skate until the weekend and then we'll start fresh on Monday.
Skating. That's what I did yesterday. I did some open skate. And it was really cool. Ice. Uh-huh. Yes. You know what? The only place that I feel a little tiny bit graceful is on the ice because I don't fall, really? Unbelievably, and I just sort of glide, and you feel a little lighter. And yeah, so my son and I have been doing some open skating, and my husband came along yesterday. That was funny.
Did he do all right?
He was okay. You know, he was.
Stayed
he
up?
Was, yeah.
I'll tell you though, the older you get. When you do take a fall, it is not funny anymore or cute like it is when you're a kid.
My grandparents used to made an ice rink in our front yard for the majority of my childhood, and I never really knew how to skate. I just knew how to stay on skates and stay up really fast and then hit the snowbank.
But see, you think
amazing.
That you didn't take anything from that, but look at you. You felt graceful and you did great.
There you go. I know. You know who else I saw there was Kevin Kline with his son. And Kevin Kline is one of the topics of our conversation today with Bonnie Pintozzi of the Travel Authority. Bonnie, Kevin was taking his son in for some hockey lessons, I believe. And you know, that's what you do when you're in the north and it's cold. You want to get out there and enjoy things sort of kind of wintry, but it's still indoors with that open skate, right?
We absolutely want to do things like that.
Yeah.
And since you're so proficient on the ice, you should be just great outside these days because we have so much of it.
No. I'm not proficient on the ice. I didn't fall on well-managed ice. Now, you catch me walking down the road, and I'm probably going to be, you know, I'm not graceful. It's just
no
not how
No one's graceful,
happens.
Though, on the,
yeah,
on
exactly.
the sidewalks right now.
No.
It is unbelievable. Which I was thinking of you, Bonnie. I was driving home from somewhere last night. Mm-hmm. And the traffic was so slow, and it mm-hmm. should have been because it was very icy, and there were, you know, like these potholes of ice and snow, and I'm thinking, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I'm thinking you must have been overwhelmed with calls over the last, 10 days or something like that?
Yeah,
people
Bonnie,
saying, like, I know I'm going to need to get out.
That's what I thought happened, especially on Saturday. When, you know, it was a regular, typical sunny Saturday morning, people were getting up, they were doing their things, they were going to town.
And then
this out of the blue winter storm hits, true. People can't make it home. It was crazy. How many calls did you get, Bonnie?
We get a lot of them this time of the year, but this year is exceptionally interesting. We're getting twofold, okay? We're getting the calls from people who are, unfortunately, stranded, or their flights now have been canceled, or because there's so much weather going on across the country. And one of the things, Kevin and I just spoke recently, and as we know, we have an incredible airport administrator, executive director here.
Yes.
One of the things that we don't realize, and if you go in and you look at the TVC Airport app, which is a great app to have on your phone because it gives you up-to-date information on the arrivals, the departures, everything out of Traverse City, you might see a delay, and you're saying to yourself, well, I wonder why others are going in and out. It's not necessarily always Traverse City. It's your plane, where that plane originated.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take, for instance, what's going to happen. We're going to see down south, they're getting frigid, they're getting ice weather, they're getting everything, and if you don't think that's going to impact Atlanta and some of those airports again, that's where the delays in the entire system happen.
Yeah, and there are winter storm warnings in Florida right now.
Exactly.
And what are you going to do? You can't control that.
You can't control, and the weather is something they can't control. So sometimes you'll see that, and that's not necessarily because it's Traverse City. It's because you got to know where that plane's coming from, or you got to know where you're going to. So if you're going to be heading in a direction where there's going to be amazing weather, that's going to cause some of the delays. Luckily, here in Traverse City, we have state-of-the-art equipment. We have an incredible way that they groom the runways and everything. And, you know, Kevin was telling me a story about, you know, a couple who actually live close by in town. And they were heading to the airport to catch a plane, and it took them almost 2 hours to get to the airport here in Traverse City. And they were concerned as to why was the flight canceled. Well, it was zero visibility, okay? Zero visibility. You don't want a plane taking off at 150 miles an hour, right?
Well, they can't. You just can't do that.
They can't. So how do you avoid that? How do you avoid getting going? It's the important thing is in your record, if you're making your own travel arrangements or we're making them at the travel authority, we need to know your cell phone number. We need to know, can we text that? Because a lot of people will give you a home number. Well, if you're not home,
they're not home.
And the airlines are trying to reach you, we're trying to reach you, you're not going to get the message. So that's really important to do, whether it's weather-related now. Anytime when you're flying, you need contact information. That's vital to what you're doing, okay? And then you know, kind of watch what's going on out there with the weather. You want to get to the airport early. You really want to get there. Just get settled in. Get done. Wear comfortable clothes because you don't know how much delays are going to incur. You know, and it's that time of the year. You want to feel comfortable, okay?
And you might be curled up in a ball sleeping somewhere.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but, you know,
it could happen.
It's so true.
Yes.
It's so true. And it's unfortunate because the last thing that an airport wants is to inconvenience the travelers. They don't want it as much as you don't want it. But it happens because we cannot control, and this is that normally cold year. Now, if you were a lifelong resident of this area, you're looking back for years and years ago when there were really bad snowstorms. But, you know, the past couple of years, we are not kind of used to so much of this, so much of the ice that's formed. So it's not the time to not travel, but it's the time to be a smart traveler. We are getting people just calling up. I had a woman yesterday. She was delightful. She just said, you know, we always kind of let somebody else use our, you know, our warm destination timeshare. You know what? We're taking it.
Heck
we're
yes.
getting out of here for a couple
yes,
months.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they don't want to stay. And it's one of these things that you might not be able to leave right now because of work or whatever your schedules are. But if you arrange for your trip and start planning it, you've got something to look forward to because theirs doesn't look like a whole lot of, you know, in the future, a lot of this is going to continuing. So there's like that ending, you know, it may be Mother's Day in May. You never know.
Don't ever say it.
No,
but
that's
the weather.
My first year living here, they joked me and they said, we've had snow on Mother's Day and
it
snowed May 4th. It did do that.
Yes.
But, you know, you can get away and do that because right now there's a lot of opportunities out there with some of the tour operators, the land operators, flights as well. You know, you just have to let us work with you on that, so the flexibility and everything. But there are definitely different specials out there. And one of the things I think Crystal I mentioned to you a while ago is what, you know, travel trends, what's going to make its mark in 2018?
Yeah.
We ask that all the time. I am constantly, I know when we get together, we talk about it. Do you know that one of the trends that they're looking at is the resurgence of American cities? You know, when we see a lot of these surveys and the voting, and sometimes I'll say, you know, oh, come on. You know, in October there was a story about the 25 happiest cities, okay? And people found the reason for them was their neighborhoods, their local activities. All of that is important, you know, the culture, the food, all the different things that are out there, and the fact that the locals really want the visitors come in, okay? So there is a resurgence of a lot of cities that are in the United States. The other thing is people are looking for kind of those fringe destinations. So what's a fringe destination? Portugal.
Oh.
It's kind of this great secret. It's so much is changing this past decade, but they're great new hotels. They've got great customer service. They're just hugely popular, and their landscape is beautiful, and they're great truffles and wine. You know, we always have to get into something like that on food. If the other thing that you're looking for is, we talk a lot about the multi-generational bookings, more families going places. Clients of ours are booking their vacations earlier, and they're not waiting for like the end of the year. Families are putting a higher value on spending time together. Alaska is increasing as people more and more are interested in this, you know, all the landscape, all the things they can do, and taking this as an experience with the multi-generational mm-hmm. family. It's amazing. The other thing that we were looking at is the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, you know, things like that. These are colorful cities. They've got these stunning national parks and incredible historical and culture mix, and it's fun to go there. And you've been to Italy? A lot of people go back, but now it's time to maybe go to northern Italy, a great destination, very, very popular. More and more people are going to it. They've seen Venice, they've seen Florence, they've seen Rome. Now they want to explore. Amazing, very different in different sections of Italy than what you might have seen in those three cities.
You know, we just got an email actually at cfrost@wpcmradio.com, and it says that when I was a college student, I went backpacking through Europe.
Oh,
now
yeah.
I can't backpack, but I want to go back.
That's so
how do I do it?
Is
there like a, is there maybe Europe by train? Is there a way to do that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that. In fact, that's one of the trends that's happening too. The people are doing 3-month trips. People are doing longer types of stays, and they're going to destinations. So yeah, we definitely can do that. There are companies we work with that specialize in that type of travel.
You know,
and if you want to put a backpack on and go for it, definitely.
But I mean, that's one thing that I could definitely see, because we've talked about what is trending is like the nostalgic stuff and also the heritage stuff, you know, especially as more and more people are going through that ancestry DNA stuff and finding out where they came from. But the people who say, oh, I graduated college in the 70s and I went backpacking, and I can't go back.
My back hurts
and do the same
carry
thing.
The
wait, I don't want to stay in a hostel, you know?
Yes, you can. Because I'm a baby boomer. And you know what we want in 2018? We want to relax. We want to rejuvenate ourselves.
Right.
Right. But
you know,
and see Europe
like able
differently.
To do this.
Yeah.
See, maybe we don't sleep on the ground. Maybe we are in a wonderful little hotel. We're doing this. Okay.
So, Bonnie, tell me this. As a fellow baby boomer, that is very appealing to me to say, and this must be a broad question or request that you get, I want to go to Europe. If you were to choose one or two itineraries that you recommend to people that have, let's say, 3 weeks, what are a couple of really popular itineraries where you can see the most in that amount of time?
Well, you know, we always joke about the three I's, you know, Italy, Iceland, and Ireland. They're the most popular destinations in Europe. But maybe you want to get off the beaten track. Maybe you want to do something. You know, you're up to it. You know, I've interviewed and we've had all these wonderful conversations about back roads travel. These are bicycle trips, but they're not your typical bicycle trip. These are really, really opportunities to get real close and personal with some beautiful areas, beautiful landscapes, beautiful cities, and they're for all different abilities. So that's the way. But you don't have to sleep in a tent, okay? You're in great hotels, okay? You've got the state-of-the-art bicycles. They're incredible. We do so many of those trips for clients. It's amazing. And they come back constantly wanting to go for more. You know, I just mentioned Portugal, places like that. It just depends on what you want to do. If you're into that food and wine, if you're into the adventure, if you're into, have you thought about Africa? There are different ways to do Africa. You don't have to necessarily just spend it in a tent. The whole world has changed. Of course, if you want to do that, it's still out there. So it's just a matter of qualifying what you're looking for. But I'm a baby boomer, and I want to travel. And I think most of us do want to travel because we've now worked hard. You may still be working, but we have a little bit more time to do things, and we want to get out there and do it.
And here's to have something to look forward to, as we were talking about before. So every time you get out there and you shovel the walk, the driveway, whatever you're doing, you can think, 45 more days.
one more shovelful to the next day.
Exactly. Just shovel by shovel.
we have interviewed numerous times Insight Vacations with Janet Anderson. They have a tour out there, which is a Witness World History in Europe. And what they're doing is, this is going to be the 100th anniversary at the for the end of World War One. That's in 2018. So it's a they have all of these, they have three different types of trips out there that really take you and understand all of what's going on. You're in Belgium, you're in France, you're just traveling throughout these areas, but you get to feel like you're honoring, you know, those who've come before us and done everything to protect us. And they are very historical sites that they go to. You do see some battlefields, but there's a lot of people who want to get, they want to go to Normandy, they want to go to all those destinations, but getting in back and looking at the French heritage and all of this that play, but the 100th anniversary is amazing. So if you're into that, these are special trips that will sell out. And we have all that information, and we do a lot with Insight Vacations. Something different, okay? It's a little bit different out there. And, you know, we also have so many of the programs that are coming in. You know, we've interviewed a lot, Globus Vacations, Monograms, Avalon Waterways, lots of commercials you're going to see coming out this year, because they're going to be showing you the difference of feeling, what are you doing on a river cruise? What is the difference about a river cruise? Certainly Avalon's doing that. But in 2019, okay, we're getting to 19 at this point, AMA Waterways has come out and said, it's time to make that reservation. Seriously. That's the difference in travel today. Mm. We are making reservations farther out because people are planning. People are looking at it. But AMA has, they come out with incredible rates. They just said, book early. It has its rewards. So now we're looking at 2019 and all the different things they've offered and gave to us and said, you know, you can save thousands of dollars. Plus, if you're a past guest, which obviously you know we do a lot with AMA because we've had a lot of groups out of Traverse City doing this as well. It's a time to do it. It's wave season for the cruise lines, but it's also a time for the gentleman who called in that day and said, do you only do cool cruises? I will never forget that.
Yep.
And if you're listening, thank you, because we do it all. And that's what I need to explain a little bit more. But there are all different independent types of trips, specialty types of trips. They don't have to be on a cruise. They can be on the land. They can do anything. But we are a full-service travel agency, and we do the traditional, you need an airline ticket? We're here, okay? Those are, you know, all of that. But 2018 is going to be exciting, because in talking to a lot of the suppliers out there, they are excited because the trends of the booking trends are high right now. Lots of people making decisions. Lots of people going to so many places. Lots of extended types of trips, longer than 7 days, longer than 10 days. All these different trends are adding into it just to make it an incredible year to travel. And we need to get away and get someplace warm at this, especially right now. We need to think warm. We need to think about putting our feet in like this wonderful little sand that's coming up that's just making us feel good, instead of putting our feet into shoes and boots and cleats and stuff and shoveling all the snow.
And all the socks.
Winter. We love it up here. We love our skiing. We love all the things that go with where we live, or we wouldn't live here.
Well, I have to say that, Bonnie,
I take a break, you know?
I love snow. I don't love cold. If it were just like, even if it were just like 25 degrees, I would be fine with that. But when it gets to zero and negatives, I'm just like, you can't enjoy the snow.
I'm staying inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to leave the children out there. You don't want to expose your skin to it, because you constantly are hearing, you know, you can get frostbite easy. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, it's all the things that we understand because we live here. We love living here. But then there's another world out there that can take you away, and you can get away from it for a while too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, one of my favorite things, I always like to pick out one thing that you say from the show, Bonnie, and I just stick with that. You can experience Africa and you don't have to do it in a tent. So we have to end on Toto, of course. Bonnie Pintozzi, what's the best way for people to get in touch with an experienced travel agent that will listen and, most importantly, will be there for you if something goes wrong? How do you do that?
Well, we've got our Gaylord office, which everyone knows. I've been there forever. We have our Traverse City office here and a few downstate. But go to our website, thetravelauthority.com, and you will see all of our locations. And just either walk in, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, and we'd love to be able to take you away to that magical world you want to get to.
Bonnie Pintozzi, take me away. Yes, she is the personification of Kelgon, and she will get you out of here.
Definitely.
All right, Bonnie, thank you so much. We will talk to you next week, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys. Bye-bye.
To me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
So as the purge of 2018 began yesterday, my husband was going through his phone because he was out of storage, you know. And
I have to get some things out of there.
Yeah, I have to share with you the sheer number of videos that he had just recording, like the radio playing this song, Africa. Probably 7 or 8 videos.
Why was that? When he could just listen to it anytime.
This is his favorite song, so whatever, anytime it comes up anywhere, either he's recording himself singing along or he's recording just, he's at the speaker box, and he's like, yay. I kind of love it.
That's true love for a song, you know?
It really is. So he had to delete those. It was time for the purge. I love it. All right, coming up, we are going to talk all about the wonderful world of winning with Tracy Kurtz from Leland Aux Sands and Turtle Creek Casino. Your chance to win as well. I'm very excited about that. She always brings great prizes. And, of course, you can find out more about what you can do this January at Turtle Creek and Leland Aux Sands. That's coming up next on WTCM News Talk 580.